Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we'll have the schus today to do an entire siman, Amir Tzashem, Kuf Samach Gimel, which deals with what is the law if somebody doesn't have water to wash Netilas Yadayim. Very important idea, as well as what do you do if somebody is being given food and they won't wash Netilas Yadayim. Very interesting halachos. So let's begin. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Sif Aleph. Im ein mayim mitzuyim lefana berichuk yosir miyarba milin. If a person is traveling on the road and he doesn't have water with him, and there's no water within a distance of 4 mil, a mil is roughly about a kilometer, it's 2,000 amos, and if the person doesn't have access to water until he travels a distance of 4 kilometers, 4 mil in the forward direction that he's traveling, or uli achorav mil, or if he's would have to go back to the last station that had water, or as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, if he has to travel to the side, again, anything out of his way, so then the distance that a person is expected to travel would be up to a mil, 2,000 amos, a kilometer. In these situations where he's going to have to travel more than 4 kilometers, 4 mil going forward, or go back or to the sides off his route more than a mil, so then yito yodav bimapa, he's allowed to go and wash his hands with a mapa. We'll see in the Mishneh Berurah that there's a mistake here in the girsa. It should be, instead of yitol, it should be yolut, which means to go and take a mapa, go and take some sort of a cloth and wrap it around your hands, and this way you won't come into contact with the food with your tomei hands, and then va'ochel pas, and you can eat the bread, the sandwich that you're having. Of course, you make a bracha on it, but you won't make netilas yadayim because that you physically can't do. And the same halacha the Mechaber says would apply if you're eating something, odover shetibulo b'mashke, which we'll discuss and the Mishneh Berurah brings down. We've already talked about in Simon Kuf Nun Ches, and we're not really noheg to do this today, but those that are noheg to do this, the halacha would be the same over here. If you can't go and wash your hands for something that your hands will get wet when you dip it into something that's wet, so for those that are machmir to go and do this, which is not the minhag today, so then you could accomplish the same thing without doing the Netilas Yadayim in this situation by wrapping your hands. Essentially putting a glove on your hand or wrapping your hand in some sort of a towel or theoretically wrapping the food in a way that you won't come into contact with the food. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah adds, O ochel ayde kaf, or eat with a utensil, eat with a spoon, and therefore you won't have the problem of touching the food with your hand, and we'll discuss this now all in the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkatan Aleph explains, he says, bringing down for the Marshal, Kosov b'yam shel Shlomo, the Marshal writes in the Yam shel Shlomo, the osin shenot lin yedeim b'lachus huasovim, if somebody goes, he doesn't have really water available, but the ground is moist, the grass is wet from the dew or from other rains, so he goes and wipes his hands on the wet grass, kishen l'hamayim, if he doesn't have water, so this is not accomplishing anything. This is actually an avera if he doesn't hold on to the food with a cloth, and he thinks that this is washing his hands. This is called a zilzul in Netilas Yadayim. Is that desecration or making fun of, so to say, the Netilas Yadayim chiyuv that the rabbis instituted? And if you would make a brach on this, this would be a brach levatola, because wiping your hands on something that's wet, she'ein ze netila kolika, this doesn't begin to even be a Netilas Yadayim, and he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godin. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkatan Beis writes, Avo kishamayim mitzuyim, when we talked about the Mechaber saying that you don't have to travel more than 4 kilometers, 4 mil in the forward direction, or 1 mil backwards, so he's talking about that's where there won't be water easily available. However, if there is water available, Avo kishamayim mitzuyim, Asur ap b'mapa, then you're not allowed to take advantage of this cooler that we bring down here to hold the food in a mapa, to cover your hands with some sort of a glove. Duma osleminga, because there is a concern that you'll come to touch the food. You can't eat it so well. You'll take off the glove, and without realizing it, you'll come to touch the food. And this is based upon the Gemara, as the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Aleph. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, he writes, you have to go travel in the forward direction 4 mil. Rotzolomer, this means to say, kishaholech biderech, when you're traveling on the road over here, and you won't find water, you don't think you'll find water, even if it's going to be more than 4 million, and he's hungry now, then the rabbi's permitted over here, then he can go and put some sort of a cloth around his hand, i.e. like wearing gloves, then he's allowed to eat in this fashion. However, if he will find water, however, right at the 4 mil mark, and certainly less, then he should wait till he gets there. Again, we're not talking about it's a physically dangerous thing, it's a konas nefashos, of course you can eat without washing the tilas yadayim. So about guy's just a little bit hungry, so then he should wait. Uliachrov, going backwards, the Yeshlo Tirchalasa Midarko, since this is difficult to go off your path, you're traveling in one direction, now you have to go back. So Salki Bashir Mil, there the rabbis said that going back 1 kilometer, 1 mil, is enough of a Tircha. Kishim Mashai Shalim Tzobomayim, if you won't find water going up to that point. Then Mutrai De Mapa, then he's allowed to go and eat the bread with wrapping his hand on the item. The Kotsu Achronim, the Huadin in Mesupuk, Shemaloyim Tsumoyim, Lafon of Bashir Abra Milam Liachavmil. The same thing is true, even if he doesn't know for certain that he won't find water, it's just he doesn't know, will he or will he not? If he travels, maybe he will, but he doesn't know. Likewise, going back. And he's hungry to eat. So then, Mutter, Gamkin, Aidemapa. Then he is permitted over here to go and eat using this mechanism of wrapping his hands in some sort of a mop or putting on gloves. Vishomri Ganos Ufardeshim, people that are watchmen who are watching over orchards and fields, Kishitzrichim Lilechachamayim, now they want to eat their sandwich out there in the field, Enemachim Elapochzmil, they only have to travel a little bit of a distance, less than a meal. Kimoli Akhrav, it's as if for them, all the time, as if they're going backwards. The same thing would apply as if a person is in his house. He doesn't have to go and say, well, I could go forward 4 kilometers for a meal. No, we view that as if he's going backwards. Because those people, they can't leave their workplace. They're supposed to be working over there, and therefore the rabbis only instituted they should travel a short distance up to a meal to get water. And many other achronim, which the Sharatzion in Os Katan Vav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Prima Godim and the Derech HaChaim, the Kol HaYoshev Beiso, Gamkin Eina Mechuyiv L'Troach Achar Mayim. If a person's in his house and there's no water there for whatever the reason, he only has to go El Apochus Mimil, up to travel up to a mil. Kamoli Achrov, this is the same halacha as if he was traveling and he's going back on the road. Derak Lefonov Baderech Sheholech Belav Hochi L'Shom. When you're traveling anyway on the road and you're going forward anyway, it's not taking you out of your way, then the rabbis insisted that you have to go travel an additional 4 mil to go get the water. But if you're in your house when you're not planning on traveling, so then the rabbis considered that like going out of your way, and they only made you go up to a mil in order to go get water. The issue for the number one brings down what happens if a person doesn't have the utensil, he has the water, but he doesn't have a cup to wash with. So he brings down from the Tzitz Eliezer, Zatzal, Shelus Tshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, from the Waldenberg, Zatzal, Shekivin Shein, Notlim Yadayim, Ela B'Kli, since the rabbis instituted that you have to go and wash your hands with a kli. So then, Poshut, Sha'af Al Din Zen, Nemru Hashirim, Shaldalid Milim, Lefon of Milachrav. The same din applies over here, that you need to go up to a distance of 4 kilometers forward, 4 mil forward, or 1 mil backwards to go get a kli. And he adds, if you don't have that kli within that distance, then you should go and wrap your hands with a mappa. It doesn't do you any good to go wash it with water. The issue for the number two brings down that traveling to the side is the same din as going backwards, as we've already brought down in Simon Sadi. The issue for the number three talks about how do we calculate this distance of a mil. And everybody is machmir that when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, that you go by the route that you're traveling. So if a person's walking, so then the shear is a mil is walked in about 18 minutes. And one would therefore have 4 mil, would be 72 minutes, so you'd have to walk up to 72 minutes to go and get yourself water. If you're traveling by car, you could travel that distance of 4 kilometers, 4 mil, in a very short period of time. So in this regard to Netilas Yadayim, the poskim say that you'd have to travel 72 minutes by car to go get water. Now, there is a machlokis over here whether this applies to Tefillah B'Tzibur or not. There are great poskim, and we discussed this in Simon Sadi and Simon Sadi Beis, their poskim say this applies as well to davening with a tzibur, that you have to estimate the distance, how far you have to go for a minyan. It's based upon the vehicle that you're traveling. So some would say that it's the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 4 kilometers, which would be 72 minutes. So if you have a minyan within 72 minutes of you, you'd have to go and travel 72 minutes by car. Others say no, for a minyan, you just estimate the distance of 4 mil, whether you travel or not, by a car. Certainly one should be machmir, if at all possible, in this situation because of the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur and certainly the importance of Netilas Yadayim, which if a person eats without doing Netilas Yadayim, the post can say he's over a kum vaseh, the mitzvah to go do this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has sort of a compromise sheet. He says it depends how difficult it is to travel. If you're traveling on a donkey, which is much more difficult, then maybe you can be makel. But if you're going by car, which is very easy, then a person should certainly be machmir to travel the entire 72 minutes via the vehicle as opposed to what it would take to walk, and just use that distance 4 kilometers. This whole discussion is alluded to as well in the Bir Halacha by the Chofetz Chaim, Dibra Maskel Berichuk Yoser Mi'arboa Milim. Where the Chofetz Chaim says, Mistabra Kishu Nose Begam Lepircha, if he's traveling by a fast animal, a fast camel, for example, like the post, like the Federal Express, or Kiyotzim, is there any other vehicle that you'd go in terms of how far that vehicle would take to go a distance of 72 minutes? He adds, this is only if a person is really hungry. One shouldn't take advantage of this cool if you're not really hungry. The issue footnote number 4 says there's another eitz as well, that a person could wash his hands in the morning until he has a daim and have in mind to keep his hands tahar all day long, but he says it's preferable, brought down in the name of the Kaf HaChaim, that you shouldn't rely upon this because a person could easily have not been so careful with his hands, and better that he should yecharchein b'mapa, he should cover his hands up with this mapa. Sivkat and Dala, the Mishnah writes, Yito Yodov, both of his hands. So the word Yito was wrong, Tzorech Lomar Yolot, Verot Shaloma, Shekorech Yodov, brought down the name of the Maimer Mordechai, as I already mentioned before. This is a typo, so to say, instead of Yito, it should have been Yolot, very similar letters, it's a jumble, but it means over here to cover your hands with this mapa, or gloves, for example, and not to wash them, because you're not washing your hands. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Yod B'Mapa, brings down that it implies over here, Mistabra Dafka L'Shtei Yod, that you have to do this with both of your hands. However, from the Lashon of Ramah, who said that you can do it with a spoon, implies that you don't have to do both of your hands, and he says the reason being that since you're already covering one of your hands, Mistam, you'll realize why you're doing this. However, many disagree with this, and probably would be preferable, according to all the poskim, to go and cover both of your hands, wear gloves on both of your hands, rather than just rely upon one hand being covered up. Sivkanei b'mapa, or b'shum dover, lav davka, it has to be a cloth, it could be with anything, as the Gemara says down, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha, which I already brought down, it talks about how many hands, both hands or one hand, need to be covered up. The Mishnah says that the simple reading of the Mechaber is you have to do both of your hands, because he says, yalot or yitol, yodob, both of your hands. Davka shoch b'lachas, even though you're only eating with one hand. And Chavetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion, Sivkot and Zion, brings down this is exactly like an Atilas Yadayim, even though you're only eating one hand, we wash both of your hands. And the reasoning is, Shemo Yiga Bechaverta, because you may come to touch the other hand to the food, which will be a problem. However, as we pointed out in the Chavetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Amon Ladas Ramah, Yesh Lahok was there, Vitzorach Yen. The Ramah seems to say that you only have to wrap that one hand, and he says, Lamaisa, Tzorach Yen, whether we can rely upon the Ramah. Mestam, if you only have one glove and you have nothing else to wrap your hand with, so then Mestam, you could rely upon the Ramah, Bishas Hadchak. Although the Mishnah Berurah will talk about this in a moment in Sivkot and Vav, which we're now up to. Sivkot and Vav talks about not only for doing this for bread, but also for dover shetibula b'mashka. The gambazeh hitzrichu netilo kideel b'simun kuf nun ches. This was discussed already in Sivkot nun ches. If you're eating something that's dipped into water, and the water then would be able to be metame your hands, and that would be a problem when you're eating certain things. So he says, v'ayim mashka sadlu shom b'mishnah Berurah, that today we don't have the custom to do this. You're considered an arrogant person if you wash for dover shetibula b'mashka, except under certain circumstances or for certain individuals. In any event, he brings down then kosav el yirab, if somebody doesn't have some sort of a cloth, then you can eat even without a mapa if you don't have a choice. Because there's no water available and there's no mapa available. So then if you have no choice, Chazal didn't insist that a person starve himself in this situation. If he's hungry, he'd be allowed to eat even without a mapa. However, Mishnah Berurah says, Af be'emes hu dover sheino matzu. This is a very, very unusual circumstance that a person doesn't have water or something to wrap his hands or the food in. The atu begavri artiloya skinan, the less lay shum sudar. If we're dealing here with naked people that have no sort of a covering that they could wrap their hands around, they wrap the food around, she yochel lichroch yodobo, that you could wrap your hands with. And therefore, ubevade mechuy vlasos kain, if you have anything at all to wrap yourself with, Rahman Islam, if a person's captured by terrorists or some situation where they were being persecuted and they throw a person, Rahman Islam, without any clothing and they throw him food, so in that situation, he doesn't have to wash until he's dying. But otherwise, it's under any normal circumstance, the person should always be able to wrap his hands, at least in something, so he shouldn't have to touch the food. And he says, ah, you want to tell me that this is a das yochid, only the orich says you can wrap your hands over here? No. The gamarach, the rabbinu chanano, bepirush al psochem, shazuchinu atalioru, the Mishnah Berurah says, that nowadays we have this perush extant, it wasn't available previously. So rabbinu chanano, lump psochem, says the same thing on daf membav, kosav behed yakein. Therefore, one should certainly be machmir to always make sure that the hands are wrapped when you don't have water to do netilas yadayim in the acceptable fashion that we've been talking about till now. Then the Ramah said you could use a spoon that would be equally good without wrapping your hand. Ayde kaf, so Sivkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, ha'achronim nishkashu bazeh. Many of the achronim, including the El Yeraba, the Vilna Gaon, and the Maimon Mordechai, is brought down by the Sharet Zion in Sivkot and Ches, disagree with this. Diminoli le Ramah dinzeh, where did Ramah get this from? The shiny mapo shiodum chusa, when you have the mapo on, your hand is totally covered. Masha ain't came bazeh, shiodum magula. If you're using a spoon, your hand is uncovered. And kashinam tvei, dilmo osi leminga. And you may forget yourself and come to touch the food when it falls off the spoon. El Yerabba gives some sort of a teretz over here, look over there. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, near the im yeshlo mapa, yichro b'mapa dafka. If a person has a mapa, he shouldn't rely upon the Ramah's using of a spoon or utensils, but he should use the mapa to go and wrap his hands over here. Now you go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hamachil Niacherim, you're feeding somebody else, Eino Tzorach Netilas Yadayim. The person who's feeding the other person doesn't have to wash Netilas Yadayim. However, V'ha'ochel, the one who's eating, Tzorach Netilas Yadayim, does have to wash Netilas Yadayim, even though Afalpi She'acher Nosin L'Soch Piv, even though the other person is putting the food in his mouth and he's not going to touch it, Beino Nogeh B'Maichel, he won't come to touch the food. Nevertheless, the rabbi said, Lo Plug, the one who's eating has to wash Netilas Yadayim, and they only set this up for the one who's eating, not for the one who's feeding him. The same thing would apply if somebody's using some sort of a magrefa. The Ramah explains, Pirush klisheish lo shinayim, fork belaz. He's talking about some sort of utensil that has teeth to it, like a fork, for example, like our forks today. Shetzorach netilas yadayim. Even if you're eating with a kli, you have to wash the netilas yadayim, assuming water is available to you. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches writes, Afal pi shenogeh b'maichel, even though the person who's feeding the other person is touching the food with his non-washed hands, the rabbi said, Alo tiknu rabbanu netila el ocha bovad. This din of netilas yadayim was a specific din for the person who's eating, not for the person who's feeding him. Siv Katan Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Delo plug rabbanu b'ochel b'nogeh le'in nogeh. Brought down the name of Levush, the rabbis did not make a distinction. Whether you're feeding yourself or somebody else is feeding you, the person who's eating has to wash his hands netilas yadayim. Siv Katan Yud, V'adin Locha B'Magrefa, this is true if you're using a fork. The law dif me ocha machmas maichel the tzorich netila. This is no different than if somebody else is feeding you, and certainly if you're eating with a fork, you have to go wash your hands until it's yadayim. Now we conclude the sim with the words of the Ramah. V'osa lahachel, one is not permitted to go and feed somebody, l'misha lo nota yodov. You can't give food to somebody that has not washed his hands until it's yadayim because of the isser of mishum lifnei iver lo sitin mirshu. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a person. This opens up many questions. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Aleph explains, davko biyadua shelo nota. This is only if you know for a fact that he didn't wash his hands. Avo besofik motu, but if you're not sure, did he or did he not wash his hands, you don't have to be concerned about it. And he says, kainu lefi mashatzida demogen avron, b'simun kuf samachtes, Siv Katan Hey, ayin shom. The same thing is true in Simun Kuf Samach Tes, which deals with halachos of a waiter taking care of your needs. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, "Befrat la'ani b'toret stock." And certainly, if you're giving a poor person food, bivadei lahachmi b'sofik, you certainly don't have to be concerned in a sofik situation that he didn't wash his hands, as is discussed there in Sif Beis. Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom tov dekishenosin ani shelo kimle begava." If you're giving something to an ani and you don't know him, and you're giving food lechol shioma, you should tell to him, "Kum netol yodecha, please go and wash your hands." Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis writes, Mishum Lefnei Iver, Dainu Belechem Shalamachal. This is when you're giving him food. However, the Belechem Shalachal, V'yuchal Lekachas Biatzmo, he can reach the food himself and he asks you to pass it to him and it's his food, then Ein Kan Lefnei Iver, that is no din of Lefnei Iver over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokum, Kosu Achronim, Dasu Gamizet, but you shouldn't do this to help him out because there's a separate Isser over here. If not Lefnei Iver, it's Mishum Da'osu Lesayaya Yidei Ovri Averi, because you're helping him to do an Avera. However, he says, Look into Prima Godim, and if you look in Deer Shifut number 11, he brings down in the Prima Godim over there, Shall Issa de Rabbanan lo nemar Issa Misayeya. There is a machlokes, and the Prima Godim Paskins that in regards to an Issa de Rabbanan, there is no din of Misayeya. Lifnei Iver, there is a din. That's a din de Raisa. Misayeya is a din de Rabbanan. So in regards to a din de Rabbanan, the Prima Godim says there is no Issa of Misayeya, assisting somebody to do an Aveira. This Ramah opens up many, many very practical questions. Some of these are discussed in the Dirshu footnotes. In footnote number 7, he says, What happens? If a person knows that the person he's giving the food to will not wash his hands, will not make a bracha, and if you don't give him the food, he's going to be very upset at Jewish people and going to say, well, this is how Torah Jews act. They don't give a poor guy some food. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down, In this situation, you are allowed to be concerned with the Chilul Hashem that you're causing over here, that this guy's going to say, look at the way Torah Jews act. They don't even share their food with me. And he says, Lochein mutu lahamid lafon of ocha, you can give a non-religious person food, and you can tell him, please go and wash your hands, and please go and listen to a bracha. And in fact, in Dirshu footnote number 10, he brings on Chaim Kanievsky, a good eitz over here, is to say, please answer amen to my bracha, but Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says over here that in this situation, you can go and give him food. He does say, if it's going to happen on a regular basis, at the second time, then he's not going to any longer think that Jewish people, religious people, don't give food. They're going to understand, hopefully, that they're not giving you food because you're not making a bracha on it. However, others disagree and say, even in future times, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, for example, says, you can keep on giving him food on a regular basis. Shechasu Shalom Yisrachit Biyosu Metor. If he sees this is the way religious people act, if they don't give him food, it may steer him further away from the Torah, and therefore could lead Chasu Shalom to further worse things, and therefore that's not an issue of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mirshol. And likewise, with Vazin, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, he brings down also, you can be matar over here, because otherwise the guy may go and eat tray for food, so it's much better to have him eat the kosher food without Netilas Yadayim. Dish of foot number 9 brings down, when you're giving Maichel for a Chiloni, a secular Jew, and you ask him to make a bracha, so he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Shelechatchila Kedai Ma'od Lehisnos Himo, you should make a tenai with him, I'm giving you this food on the condition that you go and cover your head when you make the bracha. But even if he doesn't cover his head and he makes a bracha, so that certainly is B'di Evet okay. And the issue footnote number 10 brings down further from Ramosha's etzal, that if the person you're hoping to be makariv, so then you can keep on giving food over and over again, you shouldn't prevent yourself from giving him food in this situation, because you hopefully that he'll bring him closer to Torah mitzvah, so it's not an itzer of lifnei either. That concludes today's shir.